This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Azura Rahman on The Property Show here with Dr. Ernest Chong from PTL Chartered Surveyors. And we're talking about saving your property from the elements. Now, we were talking earlier on, Dr. Ernest Chong, about that video that went viral of that office building in Bukit Jalil where it was blown in by a storm last week. Now, something that occurred sometime in September or October time last year, if I recall correctly, where we had a bit of a quake and there was a lot of, fear about whether our buildings are actually safe or not. Now, Dr. Ernest Chong, what is your perspective on this?
Well, actually, we are not that safe from earthquakes. There was a quake in Bukit Tinggi in 2007 and 2008. There was a quake in Sabah in 2015. So we are not safe from the quake. And I did some research on this issue and I dug up a report and I read very briefly from this. Following the quake tragedy in Sabah, there have been concerns that an earthquake may also hit KL. And according to a geological expert, such misgivings are not misplaced, which means it's real. This is because the federal capital is located near the epicenters of ancient fault-lying zones. University of Malaya Geology Department Associate Professor Mustafa Kamal Shoaib told the Malaysian Insider, these fault lines seem to have been reactivated by active tectonic plate boundaries, and this, he said, was a cause for concern, especially since many structures in the city were not built and designed to withstand earthquakes. You ask a question, are our buildings quake safe? No. Now, the safest way to build a building is build it like a box. The box. Now, if you throw a box around, it will just tumble. It will not break up. But if you throw a picture frame, it will crack up. Now, picture frame, the building of a picture frame is like the building of our buildings. They are joined, the horizontal part joined with the vertical part, and then they're all riveted or some other way at the joint. Now, they become one building. Now, that building, during the earthquake, it gets shaken. When it gets shaken, the rivets at the joints break up. So the buildings break up like the building frame. But if the box is thrown around, it will not break. So now, to answer your question is, I also went through the uniform building bylaws. There is no requirement whatsoever that any building is to be quick approved, even maybe up to 3 in the Richter scale or 5 in the Richter scale, but nothing is mentioned. So therefore, the authorities assume we are safe. We don't need to have such a precaution.
But you feel that, you know, there is a need for us to at least start constructing buildings in the future from now on in this safer manner, in this you mentioned, in the structure of a box. Is that more costly, Dr. Chong, to actually carry out as opposed to building our buildings the way we have been?
Yes, definitely. To build buildings that are quake-proof will cost more. Now we have to weigh against how costly it is to lose human lives. The Uniform Building Bylaws 1984 has to be rewritten. We don't have to go to Europe or anywhere else. Go to Japan, go to Taiwan.
And interestingly enough, also in Singapore, our neighbour not too far away from us, have also implemented their own measures to make sure that people are safe within buildings, actually not built to withstand earthquakes, but have been retrofitted, so to speak. Tell us a bit more about this.
Okay. In every high-rise building, the strongest part of the building is the lift shaft.
Again, the lift shaft.
The lift shaft is the center core because the lift shaft, you know that, yes, you will realize the lift go up and down on four pillars, four columns. Now, these four steel bars, they go from the bottom to the top and they are all anchored in. So it's like they are anchored together like a box. And then the lift is in the middle moving up and down. Now, that part of the building is the strongest. Now, in the Singapore situation, is the Singapore government are now refitting all the HDB flats in phases. Now, if you come out of your flat and you go along the corridor and you go in front of the lift door, there is a space about 6 feet, 8 feet. Now, what the Singapore government does is reduce that space, then build a solid box, steel box around the lift shaft, and then have steel doors going in. So now this will act like what we call panic room. Singaporeans have been drilled what to do. Does not matter which part of the building you are in, the moment these things happen, get to the nearest entrance to the shaft. So they get to the shaft, and if the shake is severe and the buildings collapse, crack up, but the shaft stays.
Right.
So you stay there safe until rescue. And if it takes time, they may even put some food there, so you just stay there. Now that is a very responsible government approach.
Well, when it comes to earthquakes, I suppose there's still conflicting opinions as to how much we are in imminent danger when it comes to earthquakes. But landslides, now that is a true and present danger for those who actually live in Klang Valley at the very least. Would this be, in principle, a similarly useful way of protecting yourself if you're to live in an area where you're prone to landslides, to have this steel box construct, for example?
If you live in a high rise, there's nothing you can do.
Right.
All right, you have to pray for somebody to do something to build the box around the lift shaft. But if you live in a landed property and you have a garden, what you can do is you build a box, concrete box, outside. When there's quake, you run in.
Right.
But if you don't have the money to do such things, you can still do something about it, provided you live in a landed property. Buy a strong table, steel table in the dining room. Okay? And then the moment things happen like that, everybody run out, go under the table. The table must be big enough for everybody to hide under. So when it collapses, it must be on the lower, on the ground floor, not on the upper floor. Because upper floor, the upper floor comes on, you come down with the upper floor. But if you're on the ground floor, it must be strong enough to withstand two levels of concrete pressure. Now that, if you can do that, at least you can take some steps to protect your family's safety. Yeah.
Right, okay. So having seen all the things that, you know, we have been subject to, storms, landslides, hopefully not earthquakes, what is your opinion on when it comes to updating not just our laws, but also in terms of our practices in making sure that, you know, our dwellings, our office buildings are safe from the elements?
Of course, the ideal one would be to revise the Uniform Building Bylaws and also the Street and Drainage Act to make it compulsory for them to build buildings that is quake-proof. But as an interim, strengthen that part of the bylaws to require bigger columns. Right now, if you look around, the columns going up are very flimsy. There's only about 4 inches to 6 inches, whereas there should be 12 inches. To begin with, make the columns bigger and ensure that they are anchored in at the joints by steel bars. So if you do that, at least as an interim, you don't build a box, but you build a building that is tight, the ties are solidly tied together as a steel bars.
So that's a practical way of actually reinforcing what we already have. Okay, that's Dr. Ernest Chong from PTL Chartered Surveyors talking about making sure that your dwelling or place where you work is safe from the elements. If you've missed any bits of this interview at all, don't forget to download our podcast from www.bfm.my. Rather sobering views there from Dr. Ernest Chong of PTL Surveyors. Perhaps it's time for all of us to do a thorough inspection of the places we live and work in, or at the very least, urge those in charge to do so. Anyway, if you're looking for a safe new place of your own, here's a property for you to consider. It's Lake Point Residence in Cyberjaya, Selangor, developed by Yanjian Group. 265 condo units on freehold land with a built-up of 926 to 1,830 square feet, with a listing price from 410,000 ringgit to just over 1.1 million, with the price per square foot working out to 430 to 550 ringgit per square foot. That's it for this week on The Property Show. Join us again next week where we go through some of the most pertinent issues in the real estate market every Friday at 9:30 a.m. after the news. This is Azura Rahman on The Property Show.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.